At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Charbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
Oh, that was good. I hope everyone got a drink and a snack. And now we're ready for a chat because we're ready to chat today.
Snacks.
And we got a little snack. We got some gummy worms today. Maria, how did we grow?
Hmm?
How did your week grow?
My week was all right. I'm trying to think of something. I never think of anything new to say. I always forget, but it was alright. I didn't think anything was too crazy.
No, I really
a few days were like my emotions were a little crazy, but I've realized that's just like how my life is.
I really gotta start writing stuff down. Like throughout the week, I just always forget because like.
No, every time I'm like, oh, I'm gonna remember because I'm like, this was so like significant.
And you don't remember.
And then when it's like the time you asked me, and I'm like, I don't remember.
But then you remember. After we're done.
And I'm like, oh shit, like I wanted to say that.
I really wanted to talk.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I forgot what was going off on. I was saying something, but then I forgot. But yeah, it was all right. You can go ahead.
Oh, my week was okay. My week was good, actually. Well, it was actually pretty good. Yesterday I had a really good time. Yesterday we went to, an Indian Bollywood, like an outside event. And we...
It was tons of fun.
We literally danced for, like, what was it? Like, five or six hours. Yeah, because we got there at, like...
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, 4 or about to be 5. Like, at the moment, it was, like, early 4. Like, it was, like, 4:30-ish and about to be 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, about, like, 5 hours, honestly.
And it was great. I had the best time.
Tons of fun. We're going again when they have salsa night.
Yeah, we're going again. I'm so excited for that one.
Yeah?
That one, we're gonna bust it on.
I don't know how to salsa, so I'm just gonna dance how I danced last time. I mean, I'm not a dancer. I told you, you're the dancer. I'm not a dancer.
I did get complimented on my dancing quite a bit.
To dance, but like, I don't got moves like that. I got the same exact moves.
I did get complimented quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And an old man, a crusty, dusty old man, said that he wished he had a butt like mine.
I told you you had a butt.
I said, thank you. Mm-hmm. And now that I know what like the event's going to be, mm-hmm. now I can like dress appropriately because like girls getting hot. In those jeans. Mm-mm-mm. I was sweating up a storm.
And you had a long top, too.
Was it a long sleeve? Oh, yeah, it was a long sleeve, too. Girl, it was just too much. It was hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw. Okay, my hair was literally, like, it looked like it got out of the shower at the end of it. It was so wet. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I mean, I was sweating also. It was just hot. And I mean, like, we were, like, pretty much, like, in the middle slash front. Where, like, everyone was at, so.
And we got Jello shots.
And we were dancing the whole time, so. Of course we were sweating.
Yeah,
I didn't really get drunk from it.
Yeah.
Not even tipsy.
Next time I drink
at least like 8.
I know, we have...
Next time we go, I think I'm just gonna get like the big drink. Because like they had a vodka drink, but I ended up not getting it. Because by the time I was like, what if I should get it? It was like a really late and I was like, I'm gonna be driving soon. So.
Well,
so I think next time I'm just gonna do that.
Get, next like, time the big we go, drink. I'm gonna be having a little with me.
Oh, you will?
Time. Yeah.
Well then, I might be doing that. I ain't gonna lie.
Next time we go, I'm gonna have a little, and so we can get a little. Cause I really feel like that event, like it was already like a 9 out of 10 on my book. I feel like if I had a little,
I know I
it would have been
fun.
A 10 out of 10. I really did have the best time,
mm-hmm.
and I really didn't know Indian music went that hard. Like it was good. Like I was jamming out
it was
to
good.
It. I love, like, listening to music from, like, other places around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know it went that hard.
Mm.
It was so... Anyway.
It was good, yeah.
I'm excited for it. It's like June something that we're going.
June 21st?
Mm-hmm. Was it June 21st? I put it in my calendar. Mm-hmm. I texted Maria the date, and then I put it in my calendar right as I sent it. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, maybe we should request off for it.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. Like what if I close that day? It's gonna be so...
Oh.
You know her?
I don't know. I mean, you can go ahead and request off.
Speaking of which, You know what has really been bugging me lately about work?
What?
The lady that just started working there, that we worked with this morning, mm-hmm. it's like, she doesn't say anything to people. She gets the shift and tell it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she gets, like, and I'm like, if you, like, can't, like, say it to my face, I don't respect you that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like my apron wasn't that dirty today. It was a little dirty, but, like, it wasn't, like, brown, you know? And Shelby was like, she told me to tell you that your apron's a little dirty. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she couldn't tell me? Mm-hmm. I'm like, and I get it, like, she doesn't want to, like, look like the bad guy, but, like, you just look like a puss. Mm-hmm. Like, literally don't piss me off right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, why can't you...
I know, like, say something.
Why can't you do it? Mm-hmm. You're literally, like, assistant manager, yeah. and you can't tell me? Yeah. Like, stand the fuck up. Grow up. Mm-hmm. Literally grow the fuck up, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. But, like, for real, you just, like, tell me. Mm-hmm. If you can't be in charge and be like that, I don't really respect you that much.
Yeah.
And
so, like, especially if you're, like, in your position. Like, you're supposed to be doing yeah, that. Yeah, literally. Not be, like, going, getting someone else to do it. Like, that's passive aggressive.
And, like, literally an assistant manager.
And that's not her first time doing it. She did it to someone else. And her apron's not even dirty. The one she said it to was, like, girl, mine was more dirty than hers, and nothing was said to me.
I just think it's, like, weird.
It's like, weird. I don't like that. But, like, I'm still, like, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I like her, sometimes I don't. I'm still, like, because there have been good things where I have, like, they were, like, I've seen her stand up for other people. Mm-hmm. And also, like, do things where, like, where she, like, actually helps out and just kind of, like, fucking stand there. Some people will just fucking stand there and not help out. And it's, like, you're literally, like, in charge. Like, fucking do something. Like, you see us dying. Do something.
No.
So, like, I'm just like, but, like, then I hear crazy shit like that. Or, like, one person, I'm telling you, they were, like, clocking in. They didn't have their apron, but they had it in hand, clocking in. And he goes, you can't be on the floor without it on. It's like, what? It's not like she was, like, fully on the floor. She was, like, literally to the side. Like, what are you on?
I don't know. I don't think
So I'm like, but she's not even gonna be there that long.
I enjoy talking to her sometimes, but I just don't think I enjoy her super much.
Oh my god.
Nuh-uh. I enjoy talking. I mean, like, we talked to. when she came in for that meeting, she was like, Nathaniel, oh, you weren't there for it. But she was like, Nathaniel, I've missed you so much. And I was like, I worked with you one time. But I was like, girl, I miss you too, Pookie. Mm-hmm. I was like, I miss you too. I was, you know, I like to stand on people's good sides. Mm-hmm. But anyway, anyway, enough about our week. Oh.
Are we going to talk about Pride Month?
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, also, happy Pride Month, y'all.
Oh, yeah, so happy Pride Month. I did some Pride makeup. I don't think it looks, like, fantastic. I was kind of like, okay, well, I had it, like, at first, it was just, like, highlighter, and I was like, because you remember that highlighter from, like, what was it, like, 2018, the, like, rainbow highlighter that everyone was using? Mm-hmm. I was going for that vibe, and I was like, wait, what if I do blush? And literally, like, 5 minutes before you got here, I was, oh, my God, stressing to put it. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. But I think it turned out okay. I put some glitter on it to cover up any mistakes that
really
I made.
Good. I like it.
Stop.
It looks good.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. You literally want me so bad.
So bad.
Anyway, have you heard of pigeons?
Yeah. We saw them yesterday. We were literally calling them. We were literally there. Outside after our drinks, like, come here, like, as if it's like a cat or a dog, and it just kept running away from you.
I tried to touch one, and it went, anyway, did you know that we, like, made them, like, for humans, and then we just,
I was, like, literally just about to say that, yes,
and then we abandoned them, mm-hmm. We abandoned pigeons, and so now they're, like, so human. They, like, need humans.
They rely on humans. Yeah, that's why they kept being next to us. Whenever we put our hands like that, they thought we were giving them food.
They're so human reliant. Mm-hmm. Have you seen their nests before?
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Because they make me so sad.
Yeah.
They make me so sad. Wait, where's the one? This one in particular made me really sad. This one made me really sad. It's literally just, like, three sticks.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? I feel so bad for them. But, like, we just, like, abandoned them. And I was literally talking about that to this boy that I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. I was like, don't you ever feel bad for pigeons? He was like, why? Mm-hmm. But I feel like...
Well, did he know or did you explain to him?
I did explain it to him.
Did he feel bad after that?
I don't think he cared.
Really care?
I don't think he cared. I don't think he cared that much. But I really never see them here.
Yeah, I don't see them that often, but, like, I see them every once in a while. It's more, like, in the city-ish areas where I see them.
Mm-hmm. Where all the humans are.
Yeah, where it's populated.
Where all the humans are. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, it's very sad.
That fucking...
Yeah, the one little egg there. It's not even sitting on it. It's so cold.
Why is it... Does it think it's sitting on it? Because why is it looking
like that? I know, it's like...
Oh, my... none of them are sitting on them. Oh, this one is. Oh, is that a baby one?
It looks like it's fucking cracked open.
I feel bad for pigeons.
I don't see no baby.
I want a baby pigeon.
Get a baby pigeon. I've seen other people get pigeons as, like, their pets. I mean, they're already domesticated-ish.
Anyway, have you heard of when Hillary Duff literally just ended homophobia?
I know what you're talking about.
She
literally
ended homophobia, and I have the commercial for you to watch.
Yeah, pull it up. Pull it up. I know what you're talking about. Pull it up.
Hillary Duff.
I don't remember it completely, but, like, I remember seeing it.
Hillary Duff in the year 2000 made a very exquisite commercial entitled Don't Say Gay. And homophobia has never been around since. Mm-hmm. It has never been around since.
Do you like this top? So gay. Really? Yeah, it's totally gay. You know, you really shouldn't say that. Say what? Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, wearing a skirt as a top?
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
Homophobia?
It was revolutionary.
Homophobia has literally not existed since then. And I am very proud to be... I'm very proud to be a homo after that. Mm-hmm. Not before that.
No, for it?
No. Before I saw that, I was like, ugh. But now I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. Hillary Duff loves me. I kind of love Hillary Duff.
Hey now. I love her. Hey now.
This, have you heard
Yes, of course I've heard the song.
Have you heard the Trisha Paytas version of it? It's like kind of, it's like actually kind of good.
No, I've heard it.
It's like actually kind of good. And the music video that she did with it is like actually good.
I don't think
good.
I saw the music video, but I have heard of it, yeah.
It literally looks like the movie. Really? Like she does both parts. She's over there, hey now.
Okay. Okay, but like, you know, that makes sense. Trisha always goes out. I love that
I know.
About her.
I love
like,
her.
What she's doing, she is going out for it.
Do you mind? Yep.
That's she's not like half-assing it. I love that.
That video of her like in the military. No! Do you know
I don't think I've seen that one, no.
Oh my god, there's a video of her where she's like I said, I guess it's a music video, and she has like this like this helmet hair on, and she's like, oh, she's holding a gun, and she's screaming, no!
No, I haven't seen that, but I feel like it'd be funny.
I love Trisha so much.
Oh my gosh, speaking about the military, have you seen Part of Me by Katy Perry?
Oh, girl. Have I seen Part of Me?
That music video is disowning me when I was a kid. Even now when I watch it, I'm like, wow. But when I was a kid, I was like, oh my god, like, I'm like, that's gonna be me, like, I was, like, I felt it, I felt her every much, I still love that song, I'm pretty sure she's releasing music, this summer.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I was like, especially cause, like, recently I've been listening a lot to her, so I'm like, that's right on time.
That was gonna be you going in the bathroom and zoom.
Yeah, I was like, that's gonna be me, going to the military, this is a part of me.
You know, you know, Katy Perry music video changed my life.
Oh my god, which one?
The one that got away.
Oh, that one too. I've been listening to that one. That one's so... It always made me cry.
No,
fireworks.
Fireworks. Wide Awake.
I used to love watching music videos when I was a kid. I don't really watch them often now.
You know what I realized?
But when I was younger, I used to watch them all the time.
It's like a really like big thing that like kids do. Like when I was younger, not when I was like older, younger, you know what I mean?
Like elementary, middle school?
But yeah, like...
Honestly, maybe even a little in high school, I was still watching him.
When I was in high
like
school?
Like, the beginning of high school.
And I'd watch, like, my, like... Not, like senior I'd hear my little siblings doing it all the time. I'd be like, why are they, like... Why are we watching music videos all the time? And now I think about it, I'm like, I used to watch music videos all the time.
Yeah, I used to watch them all the time. I love them.
The telephone
every once in a while, I still watch them. Like, if, like, an artist right now that I'm listening to, like, releasing music, I'm gonna watch it.
Oh, I
like,
always
Ariana, watch. She's releasing one for, like, The Boy Is Mine.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't she know that.
Six? The seven? One of those. I've already seen some of it. Because, you know, she, like, posts a few pictures.
Oh, yeah, some snippets?
You know the guy, what's his name? Joe something. No, that's not his actual real name, actually. That's his name in the show. But you know the show You? The main character? I know his last name. It's like, it starts with a P.
I never see You.
Really? Oh, it's so good. That's a good show. I ain't gonna lie. It's a real good show.
Is it?
But, he's gonna be in the music video. very excited.
Okay, I can't see the clip.
That boy is mine. Alright, we'll do a little clip as she posted for this. Well, she's gonna be like, kind of dressed up like, oh, that's him. Is he gonna have her? Is that? No. Isn't she the other picture? I think it was on her story where I saw it, but like, she had like cat ears type vibe. No.
Oh.
It was not that. And, like, she had, like, the makeup, and, like, she was, like, behind a guy. Joseph, what's his fucking name? Like,
are you gonna go watch Wigan?
I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong, it looks good. Okay, I really don't know. Like, it looks good. Like, I've seen the trailer. But, like, I said, I was like, I'm not really interested in it. Yeah, I don't know if I really am gonna watch it. Who knows? I'm not gonna say no. I won't say no. Because, you know, and I might end up. Because I do like going to movies by myself, so I might end up watching it.
I still have yet to do that.
So who knows?
I still have yet to do that. I'm trying to do it.
I mean, I've only done it once. But I do plan on doing it. I really want to go watch The Strangers. I just haven't gone around doing it. Because I want to use my tip money to go. Yeah. I mean, I've talked about it at work, and some people keep saying, like, yeah, it's supposed to be bad. Like, I'm saying it's bad. And I've heard that too. But it's like, I still want to watch it. Like, I want my own opinion.
Mm-hmm. People do that with
and also, I love the movie The Strangers. First one's really good. Like, I still watch it now. Like, I've seen it a million times. It's so good. It's scary.
Does the first one have any ties to the second? See, that's why I don't like.
What I heard, this first one is supposed to be, like it tells a story. Like, it gives, like, the origin of the people or something like that. And I remember one of our coworkers was talking about, they were saying, like, that's why they don't like that, the fact that they made this movie. Because, like, I don't like this, like, going to the origins, or, like, they're showing the people with the mask. I don't know, they were talking about something.
That's what I like to hear, though. Like, I like to see that type of stuff. You know what I mean?
It's like, as long as it's good and scary, I really don't give a fuck.
I don't really like home invasion movies, so they really freak me
out. That's what I'm saying. It's scary. Like, something about, like, people want to, like, watch. Or, like, the paranormal movies. Like, a really good paranormal movie. Like, The Conjuring movies, those are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't watched a scary movie alone in, like, forever.
Watching horror movies on myself. I love it.
Maybe that's one of the things I need to do, which is, like, sit down and, like, give myself a really good ambiance and, like, watch a horror movie alone.
Oh, I love it. You gotta watch it at night, too. I want to watch movies, like, during the day, but, like, I hate watching during the day because, like, it's not dark.
I love watching
them. It's gotta be dark in there. You close the freaking curtains.
See, I don't like that.
So I love watching them at night. Yes, I love it.
We've talked about this before. I hate watching movies in the dark.
I will say it's scary though, especially if like you are by yourself in that vibe. It's like I'd be looking around, but it's like I love it. Something about it's like I love it.
See,
I love a good I want to get scared. So it's like if I'm watching a horror movie and I'm not getting scared, it's kind of like bruh. Like I'm watching it because I want to get scared.
Maybe she does tonight.
I'm not watching it to be like.
Maybe we should go buy like a little candle and light the little candle.
Set the vibe, girl. I literally, yes, you gotta set the vibe. Like, it's so much fun.
Go get some snacks. Mm-hmm. I never went and got a hot dog.
No.
And I'm like still kind of craving it.
Well, go ahead.
I bought but like I don't know where the nearest QT is. I really just don't feel like
driving. I mean, near like work, there's like two.
Yeah.
But like obviously you're not there anymore.
Yeah, now I just like don't feel like driving like 30 minutes just for like a QT hot dog.
You could just like buy a hot dog.
It's not the same.
Okay.
That like, oh, I love that. Like, ooh, but getting that hot dog and putting ketchup, mustard, and then going to the chili machine, putting chili on it, putting melted cheese on it. Mm-hmm. And then we found, it was like this, like, hot, it was like this lime hot sauce. Mm-hmm. It was like hint of lime hot sauce. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I put some of that on there.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Bitch, it was so scrumptious. That little kick, it was just like a little kick that I just need. Mm-hmm. You know, Mama loves, I don't love anything too spicy, but
a little kick
is really what does it for me. It really, like a buzz to it. But those hot dogs are, for the longest time, I was a hot dog hater. I used to, literally when I was a kid, if I ate a hot dog, it'd be like Vom City. Like,
really?
Literally, like, I don't know. I don't even know why my body reacted like
kid,
that.
I know you're supposed to do this, but like apparently. I would just like grab the hot dog and just eat like that. Like out of the package.
Cold.
I was like, you're not supposed to do that. But it's like I did it all the time as a kid.
Really?
All the time.
My brothers still do that. I didn't know like
no, apparently you're supposed to do that.
But they're like pre-cooked, right? No?
Yeah, but I remember hearing that. Like you're not supposed to do that. Because something. But like I did it all the time as a kid. Nothing ever happened to me.
No, I have a question.
What?
You know vegan meat.
Yeah.
Can you eat that raw?
I would suppose so.
See, that's what...
like, there's, like, nothing in there that's, like, really gonna hurt you.
See, that's what I was
thinking. I've never eaten it like that. I have eaten vegan meat, but I've never eaten it just, like, without cooking
it. The one at work?
No, I don't like that one at work.
Yeah, I don't like the one at our work either.
Yeah. But I mean, like, when I was trying to be vegetarian.
You did?
Yeah. When I was being vegetarian / vegan, it was, like, sophomore year? Junior year?
Oh,
no, I think it was a junior year, actually, I think.
How long did it last?
It lasted, like, 2 months. It really wasn't that long. But, like, let me tell you, my skin was clear as fuck. Because, especially because, like, I was mostly vegetarian, but I was trying to lean a little bit towards veganism. And since I guess, like, I was eating much more cleaner, my skin really cleared up. And that's when I was struggling a lot more with acne.
Maybe I need to...
Yeah, like, my skin really cleared up. My skin was nice.
Maybe I need to go vegan, go vegetarian for the next 2 months while I'm preparing for New York.
Do what you gotta do. Or just eat clean. Because honestly, now I'm not like that, but, like, I do try to eat mostly clean.
You do have wonderful skin.
Thank you. I do try to eat pretty clean. Like, I try to eat my veggies, you know. Sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to eat them, so you just gotta scoop it in there. Literally, scoop it in. Like, I feel like I've got, like, you know when you're a kid, like, you hated eating some stuff? Like, tomatoes, I still hate tomatoes, but I'll make my fucking salad.
Put tomatoes in there?
And I scoop it, because of the good stuff it has in the antioxidants and shit, girl.
Swallow it whole.
No, okay, no, that's crazy. But, like, I put in, but I only put a little bit, because, okay, I'm also not like that. Where I'm, like, gonna make myself eat something I really don't like. But, like, I'll put the salad I usually eat. You know, the lettuce, cucumber, some avocado, and then, like, you put some, like, lime, a little bit of salt. Not too much, because, you know, you want to be a little, you want to be healthy. But just like a little.
Yeah.
A smidge. And then
never
you mix
too much
it
dressing.
In. I mean, usually I don't really be eating dressing, honestly. I know, I'm not really a dressing gal. There's only a few, like, one dressing specifically that I really like. I'm not a ranch gal. I don't know what it's
called. I'm not a ranch either. The only dressing that I'll ever
eat. It had, like, pep something in it. Because I remember it was, no, not pepper.
Oh, no.
Because it came in this, like, salad
like,
bag.
One of the bowls? Oh.
No, it was a salad bag, and, like, in there it had, like, a dressing, and it was really good. Like, I really like that one. But anyways, besides that dressing, I'm not a dressing gal. But, it's so, and then I'll put some tomatoes, and then I eat it. I'm still not an onion gal. I can't really eat.
Raw onion?
No, raw onion is disgusting.
No, yeah, that really, like,
but,
that would make me, like, actually ill.
But I make myself eat it.
The only dressing that I like is Caesar. That one literally makes, like, that's a Caesar salad with some croûtes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but, like, I don't even understand what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
But, like, you know how, like, when you were younger, like, obviously, you'd be like, no, I'm not gonna eat that.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm still obviously not gonna eat something if I really don't like it. But, like, if it's some, when it comes, like, to that, where it's, like, it's being healthy, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna eat it.
Just gotta scoop it in.
You know, just, like, eat it, you know? Or if it's, like, it's food, and it's, like, you know, gotta try to save money, even though I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm fucking eating it.
I'm just, like, I just, like,
I feel like it's just adulting, just making yourself do it.
I just, like,
you just gotta,
make
like, you just,
do
like,
that.
You could do like just scoop it in. That's all. Especially when like I'm like so fucking annoyed, because sometimes I get really annoyed. I'm like, I don't want to fucking eating this, but I'm like, I have to, so I'll just like scoop it in there, literally scoop it and just chew it.
No, you know what? Actually, you know what? I do know what you mean. You know, like sometimes when you eat chicken, there's like a piece of the chicken that's like
no,
a nasty
where it feels
texture.
Weird. No, yeah. I hate when that fucking happens to me, because then I'm like icked out the fucking. After that, no, I'm icked out. I'm fucking icked the fuck out.
The boy that, he came over, right? You know, he came over and he cooked me dinner, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And and he made this, like, Parmesan-crusted chicken, and it was actually crispy.
Oh, yeah?
Stacks.
Oh, so here's what you'll actually be truthful.
Yeah. Stacks, your Parmesan chicken isn't crispy. And he made me some Parmesan chicken, and it was, girl, the top was crispy. And I said, but there was a piece of the chicken, and I took a bite, and I said, but it had that, you know, like, when you bite into it, it's just, like, it has that, like, feeling, you know that
No,
feeling.
I know what you're talking about.
And I didn't want to be, like, spit it out in front of him, like, that's so rude. Mm-hmm. And so I was just, like, and I said, I felt like a baby bird. I felt like a mama bird. That's how I was about to throw up from that texture.
Mm-hmm.
And, but luckily, it was like one of the last bites of chicken, so I was like,
okay. Bitch. Ooh, it meant to be the first bite, though. I would take that the fucking whole time, no.
The way I'd be like, I'm actually not hungry all of a sudden. Girl, he's a good cook.
Well, that'd have been so much more ruder.
I know. Girl, but he's a good cook.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was crispy. Mm-hmm. He made this, like, it's like potato casserole to go with it. Mm-hmm. Bitch, it was good.
Yeah.
Bitch, I still have some left over.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, it was good. Mm-hmm. I love a man that cooks.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed, and like, oh god, I feel like I'm a good cook, but I feel like I'm not very, like, I don't know how to do it, like, most things. Like, I can cook steak, and I can cook salmon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it.
I mean, I don't call me a slur.
I mean, I'm also not, like, a chef like that either.
But, like, I just don't know how to, like, a casserole. But your mama does not know how to make a casserole. And I know it's just, like, shoving a bunch of ingredients together and baking it.
Just putting it all in there.
But, like, how do I know, like, what goes with what? And, like, you know.
Like, I guess it's just, like, your taste. You never, like, when you're making something, like, also just, like, tweak up a recipe?
Sometimes
and, like, make it your own?
You know what I love? I love to
bring. Yeah, I've also been doing that with baking. I just like tweak it up and add it, make it my own. And I'm like, I'm just going out with my tastes. I'm like, okay, I like this. Like, or I know this will taste good with this because, like, it's just like kind of obvious. Like, does it sound good to you or not?
Well, you see.
Same thing with spices, honestly. Sometimes, like, sometimes you might think it doesn't sound good, but, like, you add it and then it's, like, kind of good.
Well, see, I don't like
just tweaking it up. What do you mean?
I just don't know how to do it.
Well, you just, like, do it. Like. like I don't know, like, you never, like, when you're making something, you're like, what if I just, like, add this in?
No, they're no, never, see, sometimes I do
that's
that.
That's what I mean. That's usually for me how it ends up happening when, like, I tweak it. It's just, like, I'm like, what if I just add this?
I grow up, I got this Cajun seasoning. Mm-hmm. I never knew Cajun was that good, but I'm over here.
No, it's good,
Cajun
yeah.
chicken, bitch. Mmm. Mm. Also, when he cooked dinner, he was like, does Maria want to come over? We have so much left over.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't think she does know. That guy this morning, I didn't even tell them. I matched.
Oh, yeah.
I matched with a guy on Tinder this morning, and we were talking.
Then, are you sleeping? She's sleeping.
She's so weird.
Why Girl, is she why you don't come over here?
Why is she sleeping like that? She's sleeping on the hardwood floor, sitting down like...
In the cold. She's getting so much more bigger. She's getting into her adult era, girl.
She does. Apparently, okay, she's like, too, okay, I looked up, like, you know, like, dog ears? Apparently, there's cat ears, too.
I've been telling you this, and you would always laugh. Like, of course there's dog ears, of course there's cat ears. I remember asking, is she in her teenage years? I feel like she's getting her adult years. Like, she's still very much
24. And cat ear, because she's 2 years old. Two years is 24 years old for cat ear.
I thought she was just now getting into adulthood.
No, that's what I thought, too. But no, apparently she's 24 in cat ear. According
she's
to
old enough.
I know!
Oh my god, she's coming. She heard you calling her old.
According to the cat chart that I looked at, she's 24 years old.
Oh my god.
Come here, you old bitch.
Oh my god.
I feel like I haven't seen Athena in a while.
That's why she came, though. She heard us talking about her. Okay, she's like, let me show. Happy birthday.
You know, I don't know when her birthday is, but I think I'm going to start, like, I'm just going to pick a day.
We're going to miss, like, 24 of them, so. I guess just, like, whenever you want to celebrate.
I think I'm just going to, like, pick a date, like, near where I got her and make that, make one of those, like, make, like, a random day.
I mean, because, like, near when you got her, she was, like, she couldn't have been that much older, like, what, a month or two, maybe at most?
Maybe, like, two or three months.
She was pretty small.
And so I
I guess a month is crazy. 2 or 3 months sounds more accurate.
So I think I'm just going to pick a day in October and be like, it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. Because I really just don't know the day. Because, like, that lady didn't tell us, did she? Because I don't remember her.
No, I don't remember
her
saying
that. I think I kind of just remember her going, here you go. And then we talked for a second, and then we left.
Then we left, yeah.
And that was the one, that was the day that my life got so much better.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
She said, I got so much better, I gotta go. She said, we ain't doing all that.
You fucking old bitch.
And I gotta get sappy right now.
Ow.
Oh my gosh. But let me show you something. Okay, have you ever listened to The Pretty Reckless?
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I'm sorry. No. Show and tell, girl.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, I've never seen Pretty Reckless. On YouTube? That's Patreon only.
Oh! I was like, what? But it's this band called The Pretty Reckless. And I listened to some of their music. I listened mostly to them when I was younger, but now I don't really listen that much. But they're pretty good, so you should listen up. But anyways, their main singer, the lead singer, Taylor Momsen, I'm pretty sure is how you pronounce her name. No. Taylor Momsen is how you pronounce her name, I'm pretty sure. She was also on Gossip Girl. She was on tour, and apparently, like, a bat had gotten on her leg, but she didn't notice. And, like, the fans in the crowd were, like, pointing it out, like
a bat?
Yeah. And she didn't really realize, and she had to get a rabies shot, because, like, a whole fucking bat just was on there, and it bit her. But this is the video.
Oh my god!
You can see it. And she's like, what? So calm about it.
But it's the bat.
Like, how do you not know what it is? And she's so calm about it, too.
Aww. Honestly, I think I'd be that calm about a bat.
Really?
Too.
I don't think I'd be that calm. I think I'd be like, what the fuck? I will say, some bats do look a little cute.
I think
but there was a there was a bat in my grandma's house one time, and it was not cute. But I've seen some that look cute. You would have forgot. Girl, I've seen you freak out at bugs.
Bugs are different. Bats are an animal. It's like, I mean, I've seen, like, up close pictures of
bats. Oh, that's so lying. Because I remember we were somewhere abandoned, and some shit was flying above us. And you went, ah, ah, ah. So you are so such a liar. A bat on your leg, if you do that for stuff just flying around you.
Flying around me is so different.
Flying onto your leg.
Flying around me is so different.
So you're thinking...
around my ear? That's so different. But it's just like chilling on my leg.
I mean, how do you think it got there, though?
As long as I don't see it.
So long as you don't see it flying.
Yeah, as long as I don't see it flying.
So when you do see it, when it's already attached, that's when you won't freak
out. Yeah, I'll be like... I think I'd just be like,
okay.
I need to fucking up.
I can't. I know I'm freaked out. I'd be like, what?
See, this is when I would be freaking out, though.
When you got the rabies shot.
I'd be like...
Oh, I saw some people say apparently it hurts a lot, like the rabies shot. Like, it hurts really badly.
Yeah. Is that where it bit her?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it. Oh. Okay,
yeah, that's just her getting the shot.
I'm less scared of the bat than the needles. Oh, the needles going in. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think I would be fine.
Okay.
I think I would be fine.
All right. I mean, if you I can't tell you no. I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
I think I'd be chilling.
I don't think I
Maybe
would.
I won't be chilling. Anyway, do you want to take a quick little breaky break?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to be right back. I have a little game for Maria to play when we get back, which is so fun.
Fun game.
Anyway, I'll be back. I'll be back?
I'll be a bat.
I just come back in a bat costume. Well, literally, what would you do if I was like, just like, hold on. I went in there and changed.
Girl, I just let you do you. Who am I to stop you?
Anyway, we're going to be right back. Hello, girls. We are back. Are you ready to play a nice game?
Yeah, I'm excited for this game.
Okay, so for Pride Month, I thought it would be fun if I showed you a bunch of queens.
Yeah.
And you just guessed the name.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I'm not going to get any of them. But
no, yeah, that's the point. Queens, that's the fun part.
There's this one queen I saw recently, which I'm surprised you've never talked about her. I love her. And I've never seen her before either.
What's her name?
I forgot. you know me. I'm not good with names. No. Oh, that's where you are. I was wondering where she was. I could hear her purring, but I didn't know where she was at.
I think that's the fun part of the game, is that you're just going to, like, guess random names. I think it's going to be fun.
Okay. Let me see if I liked it. I either liked it here or liked it on the pod one.
What was she like?
She's Asian. And then she's really pretty. I don't really know what tell you what she's like. I mean,
that doesn't narrow it down.
Well, I don't know what you mean. What she like? She looks amazing. I really liked her. I liked her personality. She seemed really funny. Where is it? I don't remember if I did end up liking it. I thought I did like it.
Was it that one? Was it that one?
No. You really look so young. What's the secret? No, it wasn't her.
Oh, I think that was me who liked that, if that was on the podcast. Yeah,
I guess none of these aren't her.
I go through deep dives sometimes. I really like those pods.
I know, I really like them. My latest obsession. I'm gonna get one. I don't know when, but I'm gonna...
If only they weren't like $600. That comment that you told me about was crazy. I was like, $300.
I swear I liked it.
I think I'm gonna try and make it.
Swear.
I won't make it that good though, but like I can try and make it.
Try and make it. What's stopping you?
I think like a little teapot. A little teapot.
Oh my gosh, I just saw her, but like, not what I'm talking about. Oh. You know Verena? Were you ever a fan of Verena?
Mm-mm.
She's just some YouTuber. She was in an accident, though, a motorcycle accident, a few months ago, probably in February, like, it's pretty, pretty recent.
Okay.
But she was in a motorcycle accident, and, like, her family didn't really come out, because, you know, they're private, you know, they want to keep it private, which is understandable, but, like, old people knew what she was in an accident, because, you know, it was on the news.
Uh-huh.
And, they did give an update, her, like, parents and sister, she did finally come out of, like, I think she was, like, in a coma, I'm not sure if she was in a coma, but, like, I know she was just, like, wasn't, like, there, mm-hmm. and, like, she finally, like, woke up, but, like, she's, like, still recovering. I think it's so sad, it's so crazy, but this is her, and like, this is, like, something, like, I think this is what her sister posted, yeah. You never seen her in the film?
She really started
popping up in, like, I don't know, it was, like, that 2018 time. You remember that 2018?
Oh, yeah,
2019
yeah.
time. That That's when time. I first started seeing her, yeah. She's still pretty popular, yeah.
Never seen her before.
But because of her parents, she finally woke up. Okay.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, she makes a good recovery. But anyways, I just saw that just now. That's not what I want to talk about, though. But, like, where is this queen at? I really thought I liked it.
Love drag queens. They're my favorite thing.
I remember even when, like, I made videos on them. Do you want to take a break? We're literally just sitting here. Oh, Plastique! I found her. That's her name. Plastique Tiara.
Oh, Plastique Tiara? Yeah. I did show you her.
You've never
seen her. She's on All Stars 9 when we did the promos. I showed you her promo.
I don't remember it. But I love her. And her... I swear to God, I liked her look. Because I remember there's, like, this cat one that I really like. There's, like, a cat-looking one. I swear I liked it.
The fox one?
That she was on the runway? Maybe it's a fox. I don't know.
It was so beautiful. Her animal runway...
This one.
Yeah.
She looks amazing. That one's
I know that I can't remember the name of the fox, but it's something really big in Asian culture.
Yeah, I saw that it's something alluring with men.
Mm-hmm. It lures men and then it takes their souls.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was it.
I love Plastique.
I love her.
I feel like she could win All Stars 9. She's on All Stars 9 right now. There's a new episode that I haven't watched yet.
I feel like she could too, just from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. She's great.
She looks amazing.
Okay, I'll keep you updated throughout the season. Okay. Tell you how she's doing. Anyway, I just want you to look at these queens and just say the first name that comes to your mind. Just the first name.
I will. Yeah,
the
I'll do
first
that.
Name.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Here's the first one. I'm going to show them first. There's the first queen. Everyone knows who she is. Well, everyone knows. Okay, what do you think that her name is?
Devil. You said first thing. I see red. It's giving me devil. Devilish.
There's a lot of red in here.
Yeah.
We have... You know what? Actually, she was portrayed as the villain on her season. There so, you go. Know we have right the devil.
Well, what's her real name?
Plain Jane.
Plain Jane, okay.
Okay. Oh, I love this next queen. What do you think of her? What do you think her name is? Don't you say
it. I just, like, don't have any thought. It looks really good. She looks like it looks like that baddie makeup.
Oh, yeah. No,
so it's like, I just wanted to say baddie.
Her makeup was so good on her season.
I don't know. I want to see, I don't have, like, regular shit. Like, I know it's going to be a more complex name. I just thought rats. Radiana, I don't know.
We all know who she is. Her name is Morphine Love Dion.
Okay.
This next one, she was the first straight man to be on the show.
I heard of that.
I'm scared.
Okay.
But do you know her name?
No. But I just remember hearing about it.
What vibe were you getting, Cindy?
It's giving me like when you're like, it's giving me like, I don't know why, but it's giving me like a wedding type of vibe.
Wedding?
Yeah, like, remember. Not her name, but, like, the photo, just, like, it's, like, a wedding type of photo shoot. Like, I'd see this in, like, a magazine. Like,
I can't remember what
like a wedding. This was for. I don't know. But, her name. Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty? No.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna get no one.
I know, I tried to give queens that I know you wouldn't know, just so, you know, spice it up, give it more fun names. Mm-hmm. Her name is Maddie Morphosis.
Okay.
She has a podcast, and I really love listening to her podcast. Yeah. It's actually good. Well, it's not, I guess, like, it's like a, she, like, interviews other queens from the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's great. She's really funny. But still, you know, straight. Anyway, what do you think of her? I know, doesn't she serve
Paleana.
It's because she fell?
Yeah. You...
Look how, she has to be one of the most favorite queens on the show. Her name is Detox.
Okay.
Oh! Okay, what do you think?
Okay.
I know, doesn't she gorge?
I love her hair, yeah,
I know, isn't
really
she
gorgeous,
Sladiana? But what were you thinking?
I have no idea.
Those pointy shoes.
Yeah, she does have pointy shoes, yes.
The silence is so loud.
I don't know what name to give her. Name.
The first thing that comes to your mind.
Nothing has came into my mind except that I really like her hair. So, like, hair Rihanna. Is that what you want me to say? He said, first thing that comes to your mind, hair. I love her hair. I was like, I mean, I love her outfit, but, like, I'm nothing of a name of just those themes.
Harry.
There we go. That's where we're going. We're Harry-ana.
Harry-ana.
We're going with Harry-ana.
That feels like an insult. That feels like almost like a slur.
You said the first thing. I thought of hair. I love her hair. I mean,
know,
I really
her
do.
Hair is gore. Her name is Lux Noir London.
Is
she
gorgeous? Is she British?
No.
Oh.
She's very much not British. Anyway, we have this bitch next. I love this bitch.
Okay.
She has a YouTube channel. I watch it all the time.
Patrick Starr? You said it's only what I thought think of. That's what I thought.
That Patrick Starr?
It's like a cunt Patrick Starr, yes. Look on that. Patrick Starr was so have that look. Because you remember that movie where he's got the fishnets?
I thought you were talking about like the beauty vlogger Patrick Starr.
You know what? Also the beauty one. Looks like her.
You know that you know I could see this being a cunt Patrick Starr.
Yeah. Either way, it could be both.
Her name is Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Okay, Brooks.
I love her.
I like that name. It's not sophisticated.
Right, doesn't it? She's very big. She does like pageants. Oh, she used to do like pageants all the time and pageant winner.
I could see that. Yeah, she looks amazing.
She is the most iconic queen from this season. Oh, well, hold on.
You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of the person that plays Wilhelmina in Ugly Betty. She's also in, what's it called? Desperate Housewives. I forgot what character she plays, though. But she reminds me of that actor.
Did you hear Desperate Housewives again come back this year?
I don't know.
That's what one of the actresses says. The one that plays, the one that's married to Carlos.
What the fuck? What the actual fuck was that? Is that a... No, dude, it's scary because she, like, hit me. I don't know what. I think it was, like, her bone or something, dude. But, like, something hard hit
me.
She scared me. No, she forgot. I think she got some fucking zoomies in her or some shit. Cause, like, she's never done that before.
She scared me.
That
scared me.
And you said a bat wouldn't scare you.
Because, I mean, that's movement. If I just look down and saw a bat just chilling there.
Mm-hmm. You just chill?
I think I'd be like, bitch, I need help. I think I'd, like, my heart would raise a little bit, but I don't think I'd be like, ah! You know?
Okay. I think... what is up, girl? Why are you looking at me like that? You're scaring me. Come here. But chill out.
No, literally chill out.
Come here.
Lily does not care.
Oh, my God. Zook.
Zucchini. Zook can make it a special, appearance?
Appearance, yes. Okay. Okay, let's keep going. Oh, yeah, her.
What's she giving to you? Her puss is out.
I know, I'm looking at her booty. Bariana. Because all I can think about is like, wow, she's got a good body.
I know. Her name is Sasha Colby. She's all good. She won Miss Continental, which is like one of the biggest drag pageants in the world.
Good for her. And I mean, I can see it. She looks amazing.
I know. And then she also won Drag Race, which I like at this point.
Nice, smacking his tail. You getting smacked over there.
He didn't even care. He's so cute.
He is. Ooh. Okay, that kind of looks like Trixie. Like, I know it's not Trixie, but, like, she's got the same look as Trixie.
I was thinking about putting Trixie in here just to give you an easy one, but I was like, no.
I really love the jewelry, the maximalist. I love that.
I know. She also won her season. She won season 6. Who the fuck is that?
Where?
I'm just a man standing outside, but he's in his own yard. He just scared me.
Okay.
She won season 6. Love her.
Maxiliana. You. All I'm thinking is that, like, wow, I love her jewelry. It's so maximalist.
It is. I really love her. The bitch's name, I already showed them, is Bianca Del Rio. She's really good at, like jokes. Being funny.
We love a funny person.
Like, yes. Roast. Like, roasty type of jokes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, this queen isn't from Drag Race. These are from another drag competition show. Love her. She's one of my favorites that's ever been on the show.
Jokey.
What did you say?
Jokey. You know, I was going to say Jokey Yana, but I was like,
you know, you're actually pretty close.
Okay.
Her
Clowny Yana.
Her name is JK.
So that was literally like, got it. I literally got it.
You at that bit. You basically
should just like give it to me.
No.
But you said I got it.
I said you. I said.
You can't even say it.
And then this is the last one for our little fun little drag guessing game.
Okay.
She's also from not Drag Race. She's from the other show. Okay, you can't fucking come on, bitch. There we go. She is Gorgiana. She's another one of my favorites from that show. I know. Give her a nice zoom.
Oh, no, yeah. You definitely gotta. It's giving bat.
Don't you say Batiana.
I wanted to say that.
Don't you fucking dare say Batiana.
Okay. Draculaura. Because she's also giving Dracula.
She is kind of giving Dracula in this picture.
She's very much giving Dracula.
She's kind of, she always does the white contacts. I am upset.
Don't die before you tell me about what the name is.
Her name is Sigourney Beaver.
Beaver? Why Beaver?
Sigourney Beaver. It's like a play on Sigourney Weaver. Do you know who that is?
No.
is a person.
Like, it's, who is she?
I bet you couldn't tell you. But I know, I know, like, it's, like, a play on. I think she's an actress. But Sigourney Weaver, she's another one of my favorites that's been on the show. I wish she would have won her season. Neither of these two won their seasons.
Oh, they look amazing, though.
I know.
Well, I'll have a little fun game for us, too.
Oh, my God, do you really?
Yes. Okay, so remember how a while back...
No.
We had a teleprompter. We had a teleprompter thing we read in an accent. Well, I got another one.
In an accent?
Yes. Yeah, shit, I'll save it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Let me see if I saved it or not. I did not save it. But it's okay. I saw it like a few TikToks away. Oh, here we go. Let me pull it up.
Oh, here
we go. No, I saw it like on our break, so it's really not far. At least it shouldn't be.
What should it be in like Spanish? I'm gonna like scream.
Okay, we're gonna do this one. Okay, you wanna go first or me?
You go first.
Okay.
Well, what's the accent we're using?
He just has an accent, so I'm gonna guess English.
Oh, like a Brit? Like a
British accent, yeah. Okay. Credits to Antonio Parletti. Okay. Let me turn my throat.
Yeah, you clear that throat, girl.
Ooh.
Okay. Read this text with your best accent in 3, 2, 1.
Are you tired of the same old kitchen routine? Let me start. I was not doing an accent.
Are you tired of the same old kitchen routine?
I really wasn't doing an accent. Let me do the accent.
Are you tired of the same old kitchen routine?
Okay.
This text with your best accent in 3, 2, 1.
Are you tired of your same old kitchen routine? Do you wish cooking could be faster, easier, and more fun? Introducing Mega Chef 3000, the kitchen revolution you've been waiting for. With Mega Chef 3000, cooking becomes a breeze. Say goodbye to chopping, slicing, and dicing. Our advanced laser technology does it all for you. Wow. Need to cook a gourmet meal in a hurry? No problem. Mega Chef 3000 can whip up restaurant-quality dishes in minutes. But that's not all. Our smart appliance connects to your phone, so you can control it from anywhere. Order now, and you'll also receive our exclusive cookbook packed with mouth-watering recipes and cooking tips. Upgrade your kitchen, upgrade your life with Mega Chef 3000.
That was good.
Thank you. Yep. I tried. Some parts I was like,
You should find one in Spanish after this.
I can try.
I just like want to
try. Or that could be like next week.
I just want to like try and do one in Spanish.
Yeah, we can try if you want.
Anyway, okay. Let me try and do this.
I'm down.
Let me try. Of course you're down. You're going to get it down good. You're going to read that good. And then I'm going to read it, and it's going to sound like actual gibberish.
But okay, but like, it was your idea.
I know. I think it's going to be so fun.
I did a Spanglish one. It was pretty good. I was pretty good, I feel.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
Anyway. Okay, wait. I need to get my British accent ready. Hello.
Oh, so you get to prep.
You could have prepped.
I guess you're right, I could have.
Hello, hello. Oh, no, hold on. You're right. Yay. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you tired of the same old kitchen routine? Let me try again. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Girl, what are you doing?
I just panicked. I'm just petting him, and I'm just trying to get in your groove of your accent.
Sorry.
No, don't leave. Okay.
With your best accent.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you tired of the same old kitchen routine? Do you wish you could cook faster, easier, and more fun? Introducing Mega Chef 3000, the kitchen revolution you've been waiting for. The Mega Chef 3000, cooking becomes a breeze. Say goodbye to
dropping,
slicing, and dicing. Our advanced laser technology does it all for you. Do you need to cook a gourmet meal in a hurry? No problem. Mega Chef 3000 can whip up a restaurant quality dishes in mittens. But that's not all. Our small kitchen collides. Why are you laughing?
I get to what I want.
Our small kitchen appliance connects to your phone, so you can control it anywhere. Order now, and you'll receive our exclusive cookbook packaged with mouth-watering recipes and cooking tips. Upgrade your kitchen, upgrade your life with Mega Chef 3000.
Let's do
that. We should do another one. That was hard.
I know, but I love it. It's so much fun doing it.
I want to try to do a different a different accent. But I...
What other accent you can do? I'm good at English. Okay, this is a new one. Let's see. I'm gonna get this closer, because I know I talk twice. Three, Breaking news. A rapidly intensifying storm system has formed in the Caribbean Sea and is projected to become Hurricane Aura within the next 48 hours. Models indicate that this storm could reach Category 2 strength with winds reaching up to 120 miles per hour. Coastal flooding, power outages, and structural damage are expected. Evacuation orders are in place for low-lying areas. Residents in vulnerable areas should take precautionary measures, including securing door objects, securing outdoor objects, and preparing emergency kits. Stay tuned to local weather updates for the latest information on this evolving situation. There you go. I feel like just make my voice deeper. That's like how I do my accent.
At the end of every sentence, kids.
Kids.
Breaking news.
Cause I'm like, I'm stalling so I can get to the next word in my mind.
48 hours.
48 hours.
Oh, that got me. What kind of accent should I do? Don't say nothing.
I was gonna say, you don't want to be on racist.
Don't say
so I guess Australian.
Don't say nothing crazy.
It's okay. It's okay to do an Australian accent. To mimic an Australian accent.
How do Australians talk?
Like a British person, but like more down under.
You're right, babe. You're right.
I can't say, I don't know what they say.
The fish on the barbie.
What? Oh, they do say that, yeah. Oi. Oi.
Oi. Oi. I'm gonna
you can do a Canadian accent.
I can do like Wisconsin.
Okay, the Wisconsin accent.
That's so... Breaking news.
Do it. I love it, a Wisconsin accent.
Breaking news. A rapidly intensifying storm.
But you didn't play it.
I know. I was testing like, what? The waters. Breaking news.
Do it.
Irish. Breaking news.
Yes, do that one.
Breaking news. A rapidly intensifying storm has formed in the Caribbean Sea. Is that like...
That's an Indian bitch.
No.
It isn't just me, but like that sounded like you were doing an Indian accent.
That was Irish.
Okay. It was Irish.
I don't want to try again. If you're right, that sounds crazy.
No, I could be wrong. It's just how it sounded. I mean,
I'm doing British.
Let me try an Irish one.
Top of the morning to you, laddies.
No, I'm trying to.
A rapidly intense form. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how. I'm trying to. I feel like I need an example of an Irish version. What?
Okay, I'm
yeah, just do you, girl. Do whatever accent you just land on.
No, fuck. Now I'm stuck.
This is the Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay. Breaking. Fuck. I'm still.
Or do it California. No. I don't do that. Just in Wisconsin.
Breaking news. Okay. I'm sorry. I was still stuck doing that Irish accent. I couldn't stop. Breaking news. Break.
2, 1. Come here.
Breaking news. A rapidly No. I can't do the Wisconsin.
Okay.
I can't do the Wisconsin. That was too
this
much.
This is Australian, wasn't it?
Okay. Okay, hold on. I need to do it. Because, like, if I don't do it, then I'm, like, I'm going to just keep doing the, Wisconsin.
Do it.
Oh, my God, I want to keep, breaking news. Fuck! I keep, breaking
real
news.
Real British accent, and then follow
a rapidly intense storm has formed in the Caribbean Sea. Oh, my God, how do you do a British accent now? You do it.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Rapidly information. I don't know. What else was
it? Wait, I've lost the British accent now, and now I don't know how to do it
say
again.
Say bloody murder.
Bloody murder.
There we go.
Breaking news.
Do the Wisconsin accent. Come on.
No,
I lost it. Just do the Wisconsin accent.
Wisconsin. Breaking news.
Just do it. Come on now.
Breaking news. Sorry. Oh, that was hard. Okay. Breaking news. A rapidly intense storm has formed in the Caribbean. I keep switching accents like halfway through because I just like, keep forgetting. Now I've done too many accents that my tongue.
You don't know where to go.
My tongue just doesn't know
what
to do.
You don't know
what
part of the area you're
literally
at.
Don't,
what part of the world.
I don't know where the Caribbean Sea is. Breaking news.
It's constantly near the Caribbean Sea.
No, it's not.
It's like not at all.
Breaking news. A rapidly intense storm has formed in the Caribbean Sea and is projected to become a
hurricane.
What? I'm having such a hard time now. Why am I having such a hard time? I don't
know. You guys are too confused. You were designed to...
I really did get myself confused.
You didn't know which one you wanted to do.
No, and now I can't do any of them.
Yeah, now you're like going between them all.
I know. Like, that's crazy.
Like, where are you from, girl?
Literally, where am I from? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna do this one. We're gonna switch it up. Okay, I'm gonna be a flight attendant for you. Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen.
Like a fresh flight
attendant? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your flight attendant speaking. As we continue our journey, we'd like to inform you that we may expect some turbulence ahead. While turbulence is no part of flying, we kindly ask it... for your cooperation, ensuring everyone's safety. We ask that you return to your seats and securely fasten your seatbelts. We understand that this may cause some inconvenience for your safety. I changed it up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just confused because, like, I realized you changed it also.
I thought I was going to be a flight attendant.
No, but I didn't realize, like, you changed it.
Oh, the video?
Yeah.
Additionally, we recommend securing any loose items overhead in the overhead compartments under the seat in front of you. During this time, we kindly request that you refrain from using the lavatories, and we recommend securing any loose items overhead in the overhead compartments. Once the turbulence has passed, we'll update you accordingly, and the seatbelt sign will be turned off. Thank you so much for your attention. If you have any concerns or require any assistance, please don't hesitate to contact one of your flight attendants. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome. Oh, girl, I don't know what just happened to me just now.
Girl, you just, like, didn't know where you're from.
Or
I guess, like, you're, like, a Wisconsin person that was in Australia for so long that you just didn't know where you were at.
That when I
Like, your
back,
accent was just so, like, everywhere.
It was literally... So, I'm so fluid.
Yeah.
I'm, like, a fluid actor.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up? No, I have one more thing to talk about.
Okay.
Have you seen this lady on TikTok who sells this lip gloss called Dark Honey?
No.
Oh my god. What? She, like, actually, like, has been, like, making me mad. Like, I'm, like, this close, like, actually blocking her because, like, don't piss me off right now.
Why?
She, every single video that she posts now is, like, Dark Honey is, like, it is limited edition. Wonder how long she's been saying it's limited edition? Mm-hmm. For, like, literally, like, months at this point. She's like, it's limited edition. Get why you can. She's like, oh, people just keep ordering it, so I have to keep making more. Stop fucking lying.
Yeah.
Like, you're just... And then she's like...
She's trying to get rid of the quality... Not quality, the product that she already had originally.
And now that people are actually...
But no one's getting it.
And I'm just like, oh my... Like, it's, like, actually, like, making me mad. And now she's always like, I don't understand... And she, like, her main point is, like, it's so limited edition because I don't like things that don't have sparkles in it. But then she just keeps making more. I'm like, literally, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, we all know that it's not limited edition, so just, like, stop acting like it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's like, no. Like, I'm gonna get rid of it. I'm like, you're lying. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, do not piss me off right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, she's just saying it so, like, people will buy it. And then, like, oh my gosh, like, I only have a little bit of time.
Literally, all her comments at this point are like, where's the limited edition? Because, like, honestly, at this point, mm-hmm. it's, like, not limited edition. It's literally been, like, months since she first started mm-hmm. being like, it's not coming back. Mm-hmm. It's not.
I'm telling you, she probably just, like, when she first originally made it, she had so much of it, and then, like, no one was getting it. So she's like, let me say it's a limited edition so people will get it.
She's like, it's not coming back, y'all.
I don't.
It's not coming
That's just, like,
back.
My theory. I could be wrong, but that's my theory.
I hate when people do that. Like, when people are, like, small businesses
do that. I mean, companies
do that.
I mean, big companies, they say a limited edition. Yeah, sometimes they're for real, but, like, most of them, I feel like they're just saying that just because, like, they wanted to buy it.
There's
more. They're like, it's limited edition, so it's like, since it's limited, you gotta get it now.
Okay, you know what?
And then you get it now.
I do fall for it, but I only fall for it. Ow! I only fall for it with, like, Mountain Dew. I don't drink soda very much anymore, but mm-hmm. Mountain Dew, they have like they have like a limited flavor like every single fucking month. And at mm-hmm. that point, I'm like, I gotta try them all. Mm-hmm. I gotta try them all. I haven't tried any
Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all. Bitch, I used to love Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say I loved it, but, like, my uncle, the one that's 3 years older than me, he was very much into it. And so, like, we grew up in the same house for, like, 10 years of my life. I would end up watching the stuff that he would watch, and I was, like, one of the things, Pokemon.
Pokemon's good.
Playing the games. Yeah, I would play the games on my DS, the Pokemon games. Or, like, watching the show with him, I remember it.
My favorite character was May. I never fucking liked Misty. Misty was annoying.
No, was Misty the blue hair one?
Misty had orange hair.
Then, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Didn't fucking like Misty. Misty was annoying.
I know.
But May was my favorite. May was the one that had the two ponytails.
No, she had a beanie, the one I'm talking about.
I don't know who that one is. She had like two ponytails, and like in all the games, you always play as like her character. I'll show you. I'll pull a picture when we're done. Also, I need to teach him how to like stop using his fucking claws, because like literally the other night he was just sitting next to me and he fell asleep. I didn't tell you this. He fell asleep and his head kept falling off my lap. Oh. He kept falling asleep. But every time his head would fall off, he would grip into my leg and I'd be like,
ah! He's like, I'm falling. So he's like, I gotta hold on.
Please.
He's got a latch.
But dude, I literally, there was like skin broken under.
Why don't you just like chill him? Like, I'm not saying like, obviously don't get rid of him, but like, I mean, chill him just a little.
Oh yeah, I just don't know.
If he'll like let you?
Yeah, I don't know if
he'll let me. Let me just like find out.
Like, Zucchini, don't piss me off right now.
Don't piss him off, girl.
Yeah, literally don't piss him. He hasn't hit me in a while. Me talking about my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I think he's, like, trying...
Sorry.
Yeah, but I think just, like, try and cut them. I mean, or, like, when he's sleeping, maybe... I know some people do with their dogs. They cut them when they're sleeping. So, with him, when he's sleeping, try that.
People gotta start getting their dogs used to nail clipping when they're really young. Mm-hmm. Because, like, the way that...
Well, I guess it also depends, like, when people get the dog. Because, like,
I guess you're right. I know my... Like, I kind of feel bad for... Okay, like, my dog... My mom stopped trimming my older dog's nails because he's, like, really going through it now. He's, like, has cancer all over his body. He's, like, about to die. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was, like, I'm not gonna risk, like... my mom was, like, I don't want to, like, just, like, bother him by, like, trimming his nails because he hates it. Mm-hmm. But, like, some dogs... Like, the way that they get, like, so mad when you try, but, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my god. What if he's like that? What if he starts, like, going at me? Because he doesn't want his nails trimmed.
Mm-hmm. Like, bites you and shit?
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, I've seen some dogs, like they're, like, howling the whole time. And you can tell they're not into it. But, like, they're not, like, actually, like, doing
anything. Uh-huh.
Like, you can tell, like, they're, like, I guess talking back. But they're not, like, actually, like, biting a person. I think that then it's fine.
You know, I've never trimmed Athena's nails. Her nails just don't, like, get very long.
Yeah, but also, she doesn't scratch you, so... Well, not scratch you, she doesn't, like, take them out on you.
Yeah, she doesn't pull them out.
He takes them out on you, so...
Yeah. She never pulls them out, but I think also, like, when she, like, scratches at things, they file down naturally.
Maybe that's it also. Maybe you should get those scratch post things so he can scratch them.
I'm thinking about getting those things... Except right on the cooch.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting those things where, like, I can put, like, like that, like a carpet on the wall, so they can like climb up the wall. I think that'd be so cute.
Yes,
anyway,
so cool. Would you like that, Zuki? You're an old man. You wouldn't. You think he'd be climbing?
Probably not.
Maybe he would.
I told you, I'm gonna order some things before.
Well, stimulate them. I've seen there's one guy. He specifically has like a whole room for his like cats, and he has like these shelf type things.
Uh huh. Yeah, I saw that. I've seen them.
It's so cool. I love that.
Should I do that in here? Make this.
I mean,
little,
you can.
Make this the podcast cat room.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just like without their litter box in here, because.
Yes.
Okay. Like litter. Also, I mean, you should have seen how he was acting like when I got home today. Yeah. I was laying down. He had his foot on my head, the other foot in the air, while he was.
Gotta get there.
Also, like the way he lays sometimes is literally like he's huge.
No, I know he's a big man.
Yeah,
he's
talking about you.
Okay, Garfield.
Like he was like literally he was laying like
he's look at his body. He's too cute.
He is so
cute. I'm missing one damn meal, huh?
Yeah, where the fuck you getting meals from?
You. And outside, he is a hunter.
I know. I know. That's what he was doing while he was sleeping. He was using that one to like hold the paw.
Like also, it was like it looks scary.
Yeah, I know. He was using that to hold the paw up, but anytime he would like his head would fall, he would just pull them all out and grip onto my leg, and I'd be like,
I know that shit hurt. I can see his paws. His little fingers.
Like what the fuck is that? Zucchini, put that away.
There ain't no reason to have it out like that.
Literally, like just like put it away.
Put it away.
But like, I know he's using that one to like grip onto my leg so that like, he doesn't like. Fall, but like, still.
Where's he gonna fall?
Exactly.
He's
just like so dramatic.
You don't trust, but you chose to lay here.
That's what.
You chose this.
This is on you, sir.
That's cool. Well, anyway, shall we get to dancing, y'all? We've been on the thing where
we've been
dancing a lot. Y'all need to tune into our TikToks if you haven't, because we've been putting on the show. We've also been actors a lot lately.
We have been actors a lot. I love. Honestly, okay, which one do you
prefer? Doggy.
Which one do you like doing? But I want to get
the like to like matter. I've really been enjoying doing the dances.
I've actually really been enjoying the dances too, and mm-hmm. I'm just like not ready for it to get like an. But we gotta prepare a lot of TikToks before I go to New York.
Oh no! Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's only gonna be a week, so I feel like they'll know what we do.
Yeah, I just want
maybe
like
a little extra, just like in case. A little.
I mean, I guess I can like do some extra like podcast clips before I go.
Yeah.
Oh, and never mind. I was gonna say tune into my next YouTube video, but that's not gonna come out for like 2 months.
Really?
Because it's like preparing for New York.
Oh, but like you don't have like other videos like in mind.
I haven't thought of a video.
So that way, like, I mean, you don't want to like have like one video each week. Or one video every, like, 2 weeks, at least, something.
That's what I've been trying to do, but, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm really not creative. I'm thinking about, like, I think it'd be really funny to go through, like
vlogging. What kind of style would you want?
I think it'd be fun if I go through, like, if I get a little, and then I go through my TikTok favorites, because I told you, I really don't laugh unless I'm a little, I don't really laugh at the internet unless I'm a little.
Really?
Really? I've never, like, belly laughed at the internet sober.
Really?
You know? And so, I think it'd be fun to go through my TikTok favorites and
get a
look. I would
say constantly, but, like, I definitely have.
Like, you know Brittany Broski? Like, the way that she laughs at the internet, that's how I want to be laughing at the internet. But, like, I'm just like, first of all, I can't tell if hers is real or not. If it's not real, she's a very fucking good actress. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just, like, can't laugh like that. I can't laugh like that on the internet.
Yeah.
Like at videos like that. Mm. But if I'm a little, then I think I can.
Well, hey, do what you gotta do.
So.
Do what you gotta do.
I might make one next week going through my favorites.
Do it.
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be cute. I think it'd be fresh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a fun little quirky little question.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find us?
Well, we're on all streaming platforms, guys.
Every single one.
We just hit 400.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. We did just hit 400. Mm-hmm. Round of applause. Round of
stay
applause.
Stay tuned for 500, though, because yeah, that's when we're going to have a little big celebration
yeah,
on
here. Yeah, we're going to get a little.
A little drunk.
We're going to have a little party, if you will, mm-hmm. which will probably happen, like.
Next month.
You know, no, I'm going to be ambitious.
Mid-month?
I'm going to say towards, like, halfway through this month, maybe, like,
Mid-June. Okay.
I'm going to say.
I mean, we are in the first day.
I know. I'm going to say.
Where are we now?
400.
So we're still at 400?
Yes.
Then, yeah.
We're at 403. And then I checked.
We
were at 403. And then I checked again, and it was back at 400. And
I said, don't piss us off, guys.
Okay, some more time. I will find you, and I will kill your whole family.
You know what,
sorry.
No, do what you gotta do, girl. But never mind. Yeah, we're on all streaming platforms, the Chatterbox crew. No, just Chatterbox crew, I mean. And then we're on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, /X, whatever you want to call it, as the Chatterbox crew. Then if you want to find me on Instagram, I am xo.xo.maria with 2 A's at the end. And then my TikTok is whatsup_Maria. What about you, Nathaniel? Where can I find you?
If you want to find me, you can find me at... I still am trying to think of a new username for all my handles. Like, I still don't... The one I keep going back to is Nathaniel Nickel, but I think that's, like, kind of stupid.
Just do it. I mean, if that's what you're into, though.
But I also really like the Simply, but, like, I don't know. I'm still trying to think of it.
Don't you want me?
If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at http_nxthxn. And if you want to find me on YouTube, because I know you want to, you can find me at simply.nxthxn. Look out for my glow. You can't tell right now, but I'm going to have a glow up in the next 2 months. I swear. I'm going to. I haven't decided if I want to do black hair or if I want to do, like, highlighted hair. I can't decide.
You'll be going in August. That's still, like, summer. Like, but, like, it would also be, like, close to when it's, like, finally fall. What do you think you'd be feeling?
See, I know.
Or I guess just, like, wait for that part to be, like, the last thing.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to do. But I know in fall, like, I really like, dark hair on me.
Yeah, but, like, at least for fall here, it isn't really until, like, October. So, I mean,
yeah,
even
I know.
Then, it's, like,
so
you're going
then,
in August.
I still have... But anyway, you can look out for my upgraded look video. I might be doing going through my TikTok favorites because I have 800 videos on my TikTok favorites.
Mm-hmm.
See, your like videos are what you rarely
that's
like.
That's what I look at.
My rarely thing is I rarely save videos.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Put it
in
my little
save thing.
I don't
really save that many stuff either. Like, if I'm saving something, it's something for, like, the pod. It's something, like, beauty related because I have, like, a beauty thing. And then, like, mm-hmm. workouts. Like, I have an arm section I have, and then I have my leg section.
I have...
And I have a crocheting section when I use a crochet.
I have my two collections. I have my three collections. This is my podcast, my New York trip, and then the Las Vegas trip. Mm-hmm. But have I showed you some of these Las Vegas TikTok? You gotta get into them. Anyway. Oh wait, check out the face before we go.
Mm-mm-mm.
Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and skedaddle and skadoodle. We have some work to do. Goodbye. Ooh.